Thank you very much, Mr. Bornozis. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a pleasure and an honor to address this 26th Capitaling Forum. It's a forum that has been going on for 26 years, and I would like, before I start, to congratulate Ms. and Mr. Bornozis for his unwavering dedication to highlighting Greece's economic achievements over the past all these 26 years. Mr. Bornozis' efforts have continued steadily, even in turbulent times, and I'm certain they will persist for many years ahead. Greece's enduring resilience and capacity for progress has been underscored by many financial institutions. Under a reform-minded government and with full confidence in our nation's future, we remain committed to fostering growth and expanding investment opportunities through the effective use of our available financial instruments. Thank you for supporting Greece as it continues to evolve and become a positive case study in the European Union. Ladies and gentlemen, just yesterday, the Greek economy was upgraded by Scope Ratings to BBB with stable outlook, from BBB plus with a positive outlook. This achievement carries particular importance for at least four reasons. First, it is the first upgrade within the investment grade category since the onset of the economic crisis. Second, it comes right as Greece has submitted its 2025-2028 fiscal structural plan and is about to present the 2025 budget to Parliament. All this, these two steps, reinforce the soundness of our economic policies. Third, this upgrade is taking place amid global turbulence at a time when even strong nations are seeing their ratings downgraded. In contrast, Greece stands out as a fiscally stable country. Fourth, it is a direct acknowledgement of our approach to balance the lowering of our debt-to-GDP ratio and at the same time to pursue a growth-oriented economic strategy. Scope's report highlights a steep reduction of public debt, 57 percent points of GDP, from 213 in 2020 to 155% this year. By 2029, it is projected to decline further to 132%, lower than what it was at the start of the economic crisis back in 2010. The rating agency also notes the strong performance of our state budget, the enhanced resilience of our banking system through lower non-performing loans, and the robust growth momentum supported by structural reforms and the EU funding. As Greece returns to normalcy, it ushers in improved financing conditions for both the public and private sectors, encourages investment, creates new jobs, and raises wages. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 5.5 years, we reignited the engine of our economy, achieving resilience and setting a foundation for fiscal confidence in the years ahead. Our growth and resilience strategy is anchored in key pillars, ensuring economic sustainability, and that is actually what it remains our unwavering goal. These pillars are based on reforms and fiscal prudence, transforming our productivity model, fighting tax evasion, strengthening our banking system, and supporting our workforce development. In return, we have achieved significant achievements that is due to the collective effort of all of our Greek society. We have achieved the highest decrease in unemployment in the entire European Union. 5 years ago, 500,000 Greeks, women and men, who are working today did not have a job. We have decreased an unemployment rate from 17.5% to 9.2%, almost a decrease of 48%. This is mainly due to the pro-business ecosystem we have created, achieving an international acknowledgement, even from The Economist, as Country of the Year in 2023 in improving the business environment. We have achieved the largest increase in investment in the EU. We have increased by 64% in the investments in the last 5 years, therefore reducing the investment gap significantly. One of the panelists referred to that just minutes ago. The result is a product of the business encouraging environment, and this success is the success of our business people and the workforce talent. We have also achieved the largest increase in exports in the European Union in the last 5 years. Compared to 2008, exports as a percentage of GDP have more than doubled. We have also achieved to be now in the top 10 of global tourism, despite the COVID-19 crisis. At the same time, we are running in 2024 with almost 2.5 times the EU growth rate. And this trend will continue according to our national 2025 budget. We have presently the fourth highest primary surplus in the EU, and our debt to GDP is decreasing at the fastest rate in the European Union. The fiscal structural plan that I mentioned before, by 2028, it shows that Greece will no longer have the largest debt as a percentage of GDP in the European Union. In 2024, we ran the highest of the last 14 years public investment program, reaching 13.5 billion euro. That is 145% higher compared to 2019. And this is going to increase further in 2025. In the field of taxation, we are implementing a policy based on tax cuts and tackling tax evasion. This has resulted for 2024 and up until now to a significant 2 billion net benefit to our revenues that are being used to strengthen social benefits, increase public investment, or further reduce our debt. Ladies and gentlemen, despite challenging international conditions, we are on track to our forward-looking investment agenda. This agenda is assisted by Greece's Recovery and Resilience Plan, which combined with additional loans and the REPowerEU initiative will provide a total of 36 billion split between 18.2 billion in grants and 17.8 billion in loans, low interest loans. The grants are being utilized across 700 public projects fostering green and digital transitions with 20% tagged for digital initiatives and 37% tagged for green projects. Complementing this, the European Partnership Agreement 2021-27 will inject 26 billion in the economy alongside the 10 billion allocated through the National Growth Programme and the 19 billion of the Common Agricultural Pact. Collectively, this investment mechanism will be enhancing economic growth for the next 4 years. In total, these funds surpass the relative size of the Marshall Plan as a percentage of Greece's GDP. And at the same time, Greece is at the top position in the European Union in fulfilling the milestones and absorbing the funds into the economy, something that we had not seen in the past. Our investment portfolio also includes 37 approved PPP projects worth 7 billion euros currently in the tendering position. Also additionally, and they're present here today, the Hellenic Development Bank facilitates SMEs access to financing through guarantees, co-finance loans, and microfinance agreements. Meanwhile, its subsidiary, the Investment Bank, manages assets exceeding 2 billion and attracts international investors, enhancing Greece's appeal as an investment destination. Through this initiative, Greece is building a resilient, inclusive, and sustainable economic future. Ladies and gentlemen, Greece's economy is steadily progressing, meeting the objectives outlined in our fiscal structural plan. As a government, we are committed to sustaining economic growth and maintaining our credibility. Our priority remains supporting the most vulnerable members of our society, while continuing to position Greece as a positive example in the Europe and the world. It is our collective responsibility to achieve these goals and fulfill the aspirations of all the Greek citizens. We will continue to uphold national responsibility, refining policies as necessary, welcoming constructive proposals, and maintaining a serious and accountable approach. I extend, closing, my congratulations to the event organizers, supporting companies, participants, and each of you for contributing to the success of this significant forum. Thank you for your attention.